The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers to help spot rare plants around the state. They've been running a series of in-person and virtual training programs to help people make these finds.
The program has been running since 2013. Last year, it prepared more than 70 volunteers around the state and led to 224 rare plant sightings, nearly 60 of which had never been reported before.
Jessica Ross is a conservation biologist and coordinator for the DNR's Rare Plant Monitoring Program. And Joseph Mui is with us, volunteer with the program since 2021. Joseph, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good to be here.
And Jessica, thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Jessica, the DNR has this volunteer program going since 2013 now. What was the goal? Why train volunteers to help look for these rare plants in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in Wisconsin, we have about 1,900 native plant species, and 324 of them are considered rare. So that's about 15% of our plants in the state are listed as rare. So in order to do our best with conservation of these plants, we need to first understand how they're doing. And Wisconsin's a big state with these rare plants all across the state. That's way more than DNR botanists can do on their own. So we, in 2013, when this program started, recruited Wisconsin's botanical community to help us get a good idea of how these rare plants are doing in our state. And the program since then has grown, and we've found more and more information about rare plants in our state. So we're really grateful to volunteers and participants of this program to help us understand and assess these rare plants.
And Joseph, what motivated you to get involved and help look for these rare plants?
Honestly, I read a news article about a volunteer who is part of the Rare Plant Monitoring Program, finding some pretty awesome finds. And that's when I heard about the program and decided, you know, that sounds pretty awesome and I'd love to join. So that's where I started.
Jessica, I want to talk about the training because you might end up with somebody like me. I like being outside. I appreciate plants in general. I am just abysmal at telling one plant from another. How do we get trained if people volunteer on how to spot these rare plants?
Yeah, that's pretty tricky. Some plants can be really difficult to identify and tell apart from one another, but some plants in our state, including some of the rare ones, are pretty distinctive and easy to tell apart. So to get trained to be part of the program, you don't need to have any botanical experience. It does help a little bit because we ask about some plants and habitat around the rare plants. But in order to get trained, you can take an online training on our website. It's available year-round. It takes about 2 hours to complete, and then we give you a little quiz. You can take it as many times as you want, so no pressure there. But we're always happy to help our volunteers with plant ID assistance. So we like to email back and forth and give tips. Our volunteers will send us photos sometimes and we say, yes, that looks exactly like what you're looking for. Wonderful job. Or maybe not. Take a look at this and send another picture. So we're always kind of doing this process, helping volunteers find rare plants. But we also have some volunteers who like Joseph, as they continue with the program, get more and more botanical knowledge. So it's a good way to learn your plants as well, to be a part of the program.
Joseph, what was it like when you found your first rare plant on the list and were able to file this report?
To be honest, the first few surveys that I did were, in my opinion, total flops. I really didn't know what I was looking for. The timing was way off. I really didn't know much of what I was actually supposed to be doing. So the first time that I, you know, had a successful survey where I knew what I was looking for was super exciting. You know, and it's honestly the best way to describe it is it's like a little treasure hunt. You know, you're given specific information and told, hey, go look for this. And so it's really exciting to kind of do some research, look around the area, look at some maps, and then go there and find it.
We are talking about Wisconsin's Rare Plant Monitoring Program. Jessica Ross is with us from the DNR, and Joseph Mui, volunteer with the program since 2021. Jessica, let's talk about the plants. These are rare. I can imagine different reasons, right? It could be a once common plant that's now endangered or threatened because of habitat loss or something like that. Or it could be something that, you know, Wisconsin's just sort of borderline in its range, so we don't see it too often. What is the mix? What are some of the different statuses of these plants?
You're exactly right. There are lots and lots of reasons that plants can be rare in our state. So some things that you mentioned, they might be at the edge of the range of the plant. So maybe these plants are more common elsewhere, but we're just right on the edge. So those plants get into our state. We have plants that are rare because of habitat loss. We have plants that are rare because they've always been rare in the state. Maybe they live in a really specialized habitat and there's only a little bit of that in our state. But then there are also more current, more pressing reasons that plants can be rare. So things like climate change, like deer browse, like new diseases. So there are always new threats, invasive species that are threatening our flora in the state, our plants in the state. So rare plants face a lot of different threats depending on where they are, depending on which plant they are. So lots of things that can make plants rare.
And Joseph, I understand you specialize in seeking out rare orchids in Wisconsin. What is it about the orchids?
That's a great question. I guess I couldn't entirely articulate, you know, what draws me to them specifically. I think they're just, typically they're a little easier to identify. So me coming into the program with little experience or knowledge, it was a little easier, but also they're typically, you know, they grow in very interesting habitats. I started up north and a lot of them will grow in cedar swamps. And for some reason that, you know, those are just really beautiful habitats. But yeah, I think that between, you know, the plant structure is typically very simple, but they have these incredibly showy flowers most of the time. I think that is just what draws me to them, is they're just very showy and beautiful.
I want to talk people through the process. Joseph, you find that rare, say, orchid up north. What do you actually submit to the DNR at that point?
Well, typically, depending on, you know, the population size, there's a few different ways to do a survey. If it's a smaller population, you can just do an actual census where you count each individual plant. And in the area that they're growing in, and basically you would just submit how many you counted. And where you found them, you know, the time of year. If there's a population that's much larger, something where there's 1,000 plants in a large area, you could do like an area estimate. So you'd kind of take an estimate of like a 10 foot by 10 foot section. There's X amount of plants, and then you kind of try and figure out the full perimeter of that population. And then so you can kind of do some math and some averaging there. But those are kind of the two main ways that I know of for submitting that data.
Okay, Jessica, now Joseph and other volunteers has sent you that data. What then does the DNR do with that information?
Yeah, we actually do a lot of things with that information. The first thing that, and maybe the biggest thing that we do, is conservation assessments. So we really want to prioritize which of these plants we're taking care of and putting time and effort into conserving. So in order to do that, we take all of the reports that volunteers send us, and that gives us a much better picture of what's happening with these plants in the state. So that can allow us to prioritize what we're doing to help them. But we, in addition to these sorts of conservation planning, we can also do this sort of on-the-ground management. So if a volunteer sends in a report and says, this plant is being threatened by invasive species, we can get people out there to do the management to help support that rare plant and make sure that that population's thriving instead of being threatened. So it's really important to us to help with the conservation of these rare plants to receive these reports from volunteers.
Jessica, if somebody's listening and is inspired like Joseph was and wants to get involved, is it too late to do it for this year, or can they study up and be out sometime between now and winter?
Yeah, right now is the perfect time to get started. Here in southern Wisconsin, everything's starting to get really green. It really feels like springtime now. So that's when a lot of our rare plants start popping up. But people can get involved any time of the year. There are plants that you can survey for in the summer. We have plants that you can look for in the winter, all year round. So anytime anyone wants to get involved is the perfect time. No time like the present.
And we'll leave it there. Jessica, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Joseph, thanks and happy hunting.
Thanks. Thank you.
Jessica Ross is a conservation biologist and the coordinator for the DNR's Rare Plant Monitoring Program. And Joseph Mui is a volunteer who's been with that program since 2021.
Thank you to everyone who donated during our spring member drive.
Support from people like Spencer in Waukesha
and Robert in Hayward makes WPR's essential service possible.
If you missed the member drive, there is still time to join in with your gift at WPR.org.
You play an important role in keeping Wisconsin informed, inspired, and connected.
Thank you so much for your partnership and for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.